Now he says in verse 11, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." And this is a warning, you see, and he'll emphasize that warning in the next chapter. Now, will you notice verse 15? "Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint?" You see, God reminds them of what he's done for them in the past. And then he says, "Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end." And God has promised to bring this nation as the leading nation into the millennium that's into the future. Now, God has not promised the church that, friends. Don't appropriate that for yourself. The Lord Jesus said, "I've gone to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come and take you to myself." That is the hope of the child of God today, is the coming of Christ to take us out of this world. The hope of the nation Israel is in this world. And that, my friend, is something we need to make a distinction about. It'll cause utmost confusion if you try to mix these together. There are too many theologians that use a blender. They put the whole Bible in the blender, and believe me, they can really mix it up. And when you got it mixed up, you can't tell what's in there. No wonder we have so much confusion. Now, verse 17, "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." When that nation is in that land and being prospered, you know they're obeying God. And if they're not being prospered in that land, they're not obeying God. Look at them today. You make your own decision. Now, verse 20, "As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." This is God's warning to them. "I'm putting you in that land. Now, if you're obedient unto me, I'll bless you. And if you're not obedient unto me, I'll treat you as I treated those nations that were in that land." Fact of the matter is, God treated them lots worse than he treated the nations that were in that land. Why, you say, "I didn't know that." Oh, yes, he did. And you know why? They had more light. Light creates responsibility before God.